USC coach Ed Orgeron has joined us, and the Trojans are on the road at California on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star one. Your first question comes from David Bush, BearInsider.com.
Morning, Coach. Just wonder, you guys have suddenly gotten very good at intercepting passes. You've got a bunch in the last couple of weeks. Is it all on the DBs, or is there anything else contribute to that? To that stat?
I think it's a combination of the linebackers doing a good job, the guys in great position to make plays. Give Clancy tremendous credit. He's done a tremendous job on our whole defense, especially the DBs. He coached them personally. I think the move with Josh Shaw to corner has really solidified our secondary, and that's one of the reasons they're playing well. Demetrius Wright, one of our seniors, is doing a great job of playing safety. We're very athletic back there, and, you know, turnovers come in bunches, but we've been very good the last couple of weeks.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from Jeff Ferrato of the Oakland Tribune.
Good morning, Coach. Can you talk about Morgan Breslin a little bit? Is he going to be available to play in his homecoming back to the Bay Area? And what's he meant to you when he's been healthy and how tough has it been for you guys when he's not available?
First of all, Morgan's going to be out this week. But let me say something to you. In my 27 years of coaching, Morgan Breslin is absolutely one of my favorite players I've ever coached. Outstanding young man, great team guy, just loves football, has come here, has embraced the USC Trojan tradition. We miss him. The guys miss him in the room. He's with us in the meetings, but we miss him on the field. His playmaking ability, his work ethic, everything he's about exemplifies the Trojan. He's an outstanding young man.
How much longer will he be out? I guess it's his hip injury. Is that right?
Yeah, we don't know that. And we don't know exactly right now how long he's going to be out, but it looks like it's going to be an extensive period of time.
Thank you, Coach.
Again, to ask a question, press star one. Your next question comes from the line of Kirk Klassler, Salt Lake Tribune.
Ed, can you just kind of reflect on the last month and the way your players have responded and improved during some real adversity?
It's really enjoyed being with them. You know, we've been taking it one day at a time, getting close to the players, see them having fun again, wanting to be at practice, walking around with their chest up. You know, the chest out, its eyes up, feeling good about themselves. Not in a cocky way, just having a little pep in their step. That's a good feeling. See them getting better week by week. We're not where we need to be, but there is improvement. It seems like they enjoy coming to work. There is a mindset amongst the team that we're getting closer. We're a family. We're a unit. For me personally, it's been very, very gratifying every day to walk in there and be the leader, and to see how they have received our coaching staff. I can't give our coaching staff enough credit. These men are in an extreme adverse situations, not knowing what the future is going to be, and they just all will come to work early, stay as late as we want, doing a great job of coaching these guys. And we've become one cohesive unit, and I'm really proud of all the guys in the organization. It's been a treat to come to work every day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Steve Mims, the Register Guard.
Yeah, you guys really, with the wins in a row, put yourselves into contention now in that South Division, which is wide open. Just kind of talk about that division, how you see the race playing out, and if you guys feel like you put yourselves in that mix.
You know, it's kind of funny. This is going to seem like a cliche to you, but this is the fifth game of our new season. We're locked in, focusing in on one game at a time. The next opponent is Cal. Today is Tuesday. It's competition Tuesday. That's really, really all we focus on. I do believe that if you was with the team 3 or 4 years and you was established and you could go in there and say, guys, here's what we have. Let's take it one at a time, but this is what's waiting for us down the road. I do not think that we're prepared for that because I told them we're going to take it one game at a time and let the chips fall where they may, and that seems to have worked. And I think it takes less pressure off of the player, so we're not in a position to put put more pressure than they've already been in.
Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. You have a follow-up from Jeff Verrato, the Oakland Tribune.
Yeah, Coach, can you talk about your impressions of Jared Goff, Cal's freshman quarterback, and, you know, what your defense hopes to do to cause him to be a little uncomfortable on Saturday?
Well, obviously, the coach must really believe in him to start a freshman. He's very talented. We knew about him in recruiting. He has a great system. What an unbelievable system that they're in, the spread offense. A lot of screens, a lot of quick throws. The run game, they spread you out. They can pop you in the run game with the things that they do, and they have a great vertical passing game. So, you know, I think he's in a great system that fits him, and I think the guy's going to be an excellent quarterback.
Thank you.
Do you have any further questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
All right, that'll do it. Ed, thanks for your time today, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
All right.